Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Beis, the top of Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph, afternoon Mishnah, and our Mishnah will discuss the Dinum of an Apotropis, who is a trustee or an administrator of the state of Yisraimim or Aktanim, and the Rav in Mesechtes Bikurim states that the Lashon Apotropis is a Lashon Raimi, and it comes from the Lashon of Avi Yisraimim. He is the father for the Yisraimim, and the Lashon Fata refers to a father, and the Lashon Pais is referring to Aktanim, and the Apotropis is the father of the Yisraimim. And although generally Bezdin will be the ones who appoint this administrator, however, certainly an apotropos could be appointed by the father before he dies, and there are cases where there could be someone that's a self-appointed apotropos, and the Yisraim will be supported and be helped by that person. And the Mishnah begins, Yisraim Shesomcho Itzel Baal Bayis, if there were Yisraim that were being supported by the self-appointed person who became the apotropos, and as Rashi says, Lasis Alpiv, Loi Nismanel Han Apotropos, Loi Mevim, Loi Mebezin, Afilo Hachi Kapotropisu, and even so he's considered like an apotropos, Oishaminel Han Avi Apotropos, or their father appointed apotropos for them, and certainly if Bezdin appointed this apotropos for them, chayiv la'asur perisim, then in order to make sure that the Yisraim don't eat tevel, so therefore the apotropos has to take off trumas and maisis for them. And even though generally we have a din that we're ima frishim ktanim min isurim, and we don't separate them from doing an issa that they're doing by themselves, however, since this apotropos is now responsible for these ktanim and to make sure that they're fed well, therefore it's considered as if he's feeding them food that is asur to them. And of course it's asur to feed a dva issa to ktanim be a dayim. And the Mishnah continues, apotropos shemenu avi yisayim yishava, if there was an apotropos that was appointed by the father of the yisayim, then at the end of his term, when the yisayim become gedolim and now they take over all their affairs, that apotropos would be required to make a shvua she'ein lo biyadei klum mishlehem, that he doesn't have anything that belongs to them in his hands. However, minu bezin, if this apotropos was appointed by bezin lo yishava, then the apotropos would not have to make a shvua. And the Gemara will explain the svara of the Tanakama, and Abishol says exactly the opposite, chiluf advarim, and if Bezdin appointed this apotropos, then the apotropos has to make a shvua. However, if the apotropos was appointed by the father Yisraimim, then the apotropos would not have to make a shvua. And the Gemara asks, for a minu, how can you tell me that the apotropos could take off Maisa and Truma for the Ketanim if the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach states, Kein Terumu Gam Atem, and we learn now, Atem V'lo Shutfim, that the only one that could take off Truma is you yourself. However, Shutfim cannot take off Truma one for the other without their Das. Atem V'lo Arisim, and the same then applies, that you could take off truma, but your sharecropper cannot take off truma on your chalik, and atim v'lapetropin, and the same then applies, that an administrator cannot take off trumas and maises on behalf of the yisayimim, and atim v'loyaterim esh'ini shaloi, and finally the Brisa states that you could take off truma, but you can't take off truma for something that doesn't belong to you. And Rashi says two pshatim in this last clause of the Brisa. First of all, he says, hach seifa, time of the reisha, that this seifa is only coming to give the reason for the reisha, klima atim v'mayet haterim she'ini shaloi, v'hanukulu she'ini shaloi ninu, that the reason why we said in the first three cases that a shutuf, an oris, an apotropos cannot take off truma is because the product is not theirs. And Rashi then says, inami zuv ein sarach loy mezuktani ein echinami, this last case is not necessary, and there are many times that a Bryce has used a method called zuv ein sarach loy mezuktani. And the Tesis Rush explains the Gemara like Rashi did in the second shot, but he adds in as follows, zuv ein sarach loy mezuktani, shutufim is the greatest chiddush yesh lem chiluk beguf, because each shutuf has some chiluk in the guf of the peiris, because he's a shutuf. Arisim einam chiluk beguf elo beperis, and Aris is the second chiddush because there's no chiluk in the guf, but there's a chiluk that he owns in the peiris. And apotropsin afilo beperis einam chiluk. Apotropsin doesn't own anything. The ein tzarich loyma terim she'ein shaloi. And the last case is the simplest case, as this person is trying to be terim on something that's completely not his, and he has no connection to at all. And our Gemara continues and answers Amar Rav Chista like Kasha. It's not a question between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Kan lahachel, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Yisraimim need food to eat, and therefore apotropsin could take off Maisa and Truma at that point. However, if the apotropos wants to take off Trumas and Maises in order to store this tefua and in order to use for a future point, then he can't do so. And the Gemara brings a raya to this, Vatanya b'nichusa, apotropin term and Maisa and l'hachav lo laniach, the apotropos could take off Trumas and Maises in order to give food to the Yisraimim, however, not to store it away. And the same din applies b'negein apotropos, that if the apotropos has to raise money in order to feed the Yisraimim, then he could sell the behemoths, the avodim and shvachas, as well as the houses and the fields and the vineyards, in order to give them food at that moment. However, he can't go and sell them in order to store up food, in order to go and have a bank account for them and have a savings account. And Rashi states in Dibur Maschil Laniach b'negei din of Maisa hatfua b'itz. If you want to leave the tefua in a storehouse at Shigdulu until they get older, until they gedolim lomalei yisuri, why would the apotropos have to take off Maisa lichshigdulu when they get older? Yasrim heim, they will be able to take off Maisa. And it's a bit sarach bia because l'maisa, there is a chiv to take off maisa every single year, and it's also to be maasa on one year to another, and there's also a chiv of beer maisis. So how can you say that they'll be able to leave this in a itzer for a long time and let them actually take off maisa when they get older? And Rashi also says b'negeil haniach by behema vadim shvachis batim sadis ukramim. Rashi states that you now let it go and sell them in order to raise capital and just have extra cash. As shem yignuvu, maybe the cash will be stolen. Inami mishvun shvach b'savian noy v'kaved ulam, and it's also more of a covet to the family that they should have assets and they shouldn't only have cash. The price continues with moichel imperius yinish shmonim usiltes lahachal aval laniach, and you could also sell 40 yisaimim imperius as well as wine and oil and flour if the yisaimim have to raise capital in order to be fed and in order to have mezainis. However, you're not allowed to do so if you're only doing so in order to raise capital and to just put away money into the bank. The price continues v'isna lula v'arava v'sukah v'tzitzes v'chol davish yish lekitzva l'asriyei shefa. They allow to go and buy a lulav for the sukkahs, or an arava for a shan rabba, or a sukkah, or tzitzis for the yosim, even though he's a katan, and a katan is not mechuyav b'mitzvahs. However, of course, there is a mitzvah of chinuch, and l'chayr from this gemara, it seems that the mitzvah of chinuch is not necessarily only on the father, but it could be a din bezin as well, as over here we're talking about a yosim who doesn't have a father, and the apotropos could buy anything else for the yosim, as long as it's a set and verifiable amount that these items cost, and this is coming to include a shofar, and even though really someone else could blow the shofar for the katan, and he doesn't necessarily dafka have to have his own shofar, this is still considered a legitimate purchase. And the brisa continues, v'leichlehem sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas, and you could buy for a katan the sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzas, v'chol davish yesh lekitzvah. In addition, you could buy anything else that has a set and verifiable price, unless to a megillah, and this is coming to include a megillah. And even though Megillas Esther is only read once a year, and even though nowadays a katan doesn't wear tefillin, in those days katanim wore tefillin, and therefore you were able to buy tefillin for this katan. And the mefarshim discussed that even though the lashon va'isna lulu v'arav v'sukkah v'sitzes makes sense b'negeya sukkah and sitzes because you have to actually make it, however b'negeya lulav and arava l'chayr that lashon doesn't make sense. So some actually are not gerus the word arava over here, and others explain that since we know lulav tzarech agad, therefore the lashon of oisin makes a lot of sense, as we say that someone made the lulav and they put it together with the proper agad. And the brisa continued ve'im peskin leim tzedakah, that the apotropos cannot give tzedakah on their behalf. And Rashi says in lo kitzva, this is something that doesn't have a verifiable and a set amount, as there's always going to be a neim, and if they're going to go and give tzedakah, then all of their assets can potentially be depleted. And the chayr loshav ein peskin leim tzedakah is mashma that even though bezin is making collection, they will mechayiv every single family to give a certain amount of tzedakah, this would not apply to yarshim. And we continue ein peskin leim eshvuyim, and we also do not allow them to be paid eshvuyim based on the same fact that the ma'aseh immediately like cuts the like kol davar she'in like kitzvah, and not anything else which doesn't have a specific set amount. And this includes to go and help Avelim in any manner, for example, to make the Sud Zavra, because once again, it's Einlan Kitzvah, and this goes into the category of Gemilas Chesed and Tzedakah. The Brisa continues, and Rashi understands that at this point of the Gemara's Havmina is that if, let's say, someone comes to litigate against the Yisayimim, then the Apotropin cannot go and represent the Yisayimim in this Din Torah and go to the Din Torah, as he may lose the Din Torah. And as Rashi says, Lodin Baldin Shal Yisayimim, let the Yisayimim wait till they get older, and then they'll go to a Din Torah, and they'll be able to litigate this matter. And the Gemara asks, Liskis amai loy, l'chayra, if he's going to Din Torah, and he'll actually win, what will be wrong? As Rashi says, if they go to the judgment, and they actually win, so why would that not work? And the Gemara answers, Ella in chenami, what the Brisa meant to say, is loch v'amnas liskis b'nichsi Yisayimim, that the Brisa is actually teaching us that there is no downside for the Yisayimim to go to litigation, as l'maisa they'll never be able to lose, as even if they lose, that verdict will not have any validity, and it will be overturned, and the Yisayimim, when they get older, could go back and relitigate this issue. And the Brisa continued, v'ein apotropin rishon limka b'rachik v'ligal b'karv, and apotropos cannot go sell property of the Yisayimim that's far away, and go buy closer property, thinking that it's benefit for the Yisayimim, or b'rach v'ligal b'yafa, or even to sell what seemingly is bad land to buy better land, my time the Dilma Mishtadfin, that we have to worry that maybe it'll be a bad purchase, and therefore the Apotropin shouldn't take any risk that is not necessary. We would rather not give any Pesach to the Apotropin to go and do business with the assets of the Yisayimim in order to make sure that they don't do any bad purchases or bad sales. And Be'in Apotropin Rishoy Limka Sadis V'lika Chavadim, an Apotropin cannot sell a Sada and buy Avadim, Avam Meichon Avadim, but they can sell Avadim V'leichon Ben Sadis, and then they could buy Sadis, as that would be better, since there's always certainty in having land and having real estate, and it's brought from the Agoyas and the Ksav Yad of Rashi that when the Gei Dum Mishtatfi Hanach the Koni Hashdor Shein Yudei Asidos, that since you don't know what will be in the future, so potentially these lands could be worse, and Limka Sodas Vlikach Avodim the Misa Shchicha could be the Gei and Eved. Certainly, there's a potential that the Eved will get sick or will die, and therefore it's always better to have Sodas than to have Avodim. And the Brisa continues. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel argued in Tanakam, and he says after Limka Avodim Vlikach Sodas, that even to sell Avodim and buy Sodas is not appropriate for the apotropis to do. And my timer, and why is this? Dilma loy mishayfen, and as Rashi says, loy yumishukotis etzlai, as if you buy property, there's also a potential that someone will come and say that you don't own it and you didn't have a right to buy it. Shem yetzel of ira, and therefore it's once again better for the apotropis to stay as status quo and not change any of the assets that the father originally had, in order that there will never be a taina on the apotropis they did something improperly, and also that the assignment shouldn't potentially lose based on the actions of the apotropis. And the Gemara continues, but in apotropin was showing lohitzi avadim lecheris, apotropis cannot release an eved lecheris, and Rashi says afilu in yisayim of sudden, and even in the case where the yisayim aren't losing, as he's not doing this for free, shavadim boyin liftis atzma because of shneisel macherim malasha in yisayim mishus boy. For example, if these avadim receive money and they're able to be paid to themselves, afilu hachi in yisayim shrei in gufet konel and l'shachron, as the mice of the guf of the eved is not koni to the apotropis, and he has no ability to be mishachron to eved. And Ayni and Tais Rid, who learns differently than Rashi, and the Gemara continues, avam meichoneis lacherim. However, the apotropis could sell this eved to others, and then if the eved wants to redeem himself, he'll be able to redeem himself from these other people. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi states, Oymani, and once again we find many times in Shas where the Lashon Oymani is used specifically b'negei a Rebbe, and I believe this is the third time that we see this Lashon in Masechtas Gittin. And Rabbi states, that even if the eved wants to redeem himself, he could do so directly with the apotropis, as at that point it's considered as if the apotropis is selling the eved to the eved himself. And Rashi points out, in all these cases where the apotropis wants to let this eved go out free, or he wants to sell him to someone else, and then that other person will help the eved go free, that is only if it's a takonis ha-yisayimim, going lahachil or likach sadis, if they have to raise money in order to feed the yisayimim, or as we mentioned before, at least according to the Tanna Kamma, that you're allowed to sell an eved in order to buy sadis. And the Brisa continues, b'tzorach l'chashav yimon b'achrina, and the end result, once these yisayimim became gdolim, then this apotropis will have to swear to them, as we learned in the Mishnah, from Rav Shimon Gamliel, I met in the tzorach, and Rav Shimon Gamliel argues and says that he does not have to make a shvua. And this is the way Rashi learns our Gemara, b'achrina, k'shiyigdlu yichashav yimon v'yishavish lo yinishav yadiklum, when they get older, then they'll make a cheshbin, and they'll swear that he doesn't have anything remaining in his hands. And l'fi zed, this machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Shimon Galil is similar to the machlekes that we had in our Mishnah between the Tanna Kamma and Abishol. However, it's not clear if the machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Shimon Galil is talking about a case where the apotropos was appointed by the father Yisayimim, or if he was appointed by Bezdin. And other Mefarshim learned that the machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Shimon Galil in our Braisa is if the apotropos has to give an accounting to the Yisayimim when they get older, and it has nothing to do with the question of a shvuah. And the Braisa continues, in oisin apotropin noshim v'avodim ktanim, Bezdin cannot appoint an administrator who is a woman, Eved or Katan, and Rashi gives three different reasons. Noshim in Dakin Lotzeis v'lovei v'litreach, it's not standard for a woman to be busy with business, and therefore it's not proper to make her administrator. Avodim in the modern, they don't have the modern. Ktanim in the benedas, and Ktanim do not have das. And the Braisa continues, v'minon avi yisayim rishus b'yodai, however the father of the yisayim prior to dying was memana, this administrator, so even if he appointed a woman or an Eved or a Katan, that would be fine. And now that we finish with this long Braisa that we brought as a writer to what the Gemara mentioned, that the only time that we said the din of atum le apotropin is only when the apotropis is doing it laniach. However, as we explained, our Mishnah taught us that the apotropis can take off chumas and maizes for yosam when you need it immediately, and it's for their immediate use because they need food to eat, and therefore you can take off chumas and maizes. And Tyson Daf Mem and Beis points out that if we have a din derais of atum le apotropin, so how can we say that because they need to eat, so the apotropis could take off chumas and maizes, lachur is not going to be chal? And Tyson Daf Mem and Beis states alahefka bezin hefka vefkiu bezin atfu. And they gave it to the apotropis in order that he should be able to take out truma, and this way the yosayim will not be eating tevel. And clearly, Taisus learns that the din of atim v'le apotropsin is a din deraisa. However, other rishonim, including the Rashba, says that this pasuk atim v'le apotropin is actually only a din drabanan, and this pasuk is only a smachta ba'ama. As really midiraisa, why would an apotropis not be able to take off trumas and maizes if he's like a shliach for the yosayim? And of course, a shliach can't take off truma for the balabas, and therefore the Rashba learns our Gemara that certainly midiraisa. That apotropis could take off chumas and maizes, and therefore, if it's for the immediate need of the yisayimim, certainly the apotropis could take off chumas and maizes. However, if it's not for the immediate need of the yisayimim, so then the rabbanim made gzeira that the apotropin shouldn't do anything with the nechasim of the yisayimim because we didn't want to be mezalzel with the Nechasim. And the Gemara continues with the story. Hahu apotropos dav bishvusei d'Rameya. There was an apotropos that was in the neighborhood of Rameya. Dav kamaz ben arata v'zav ben avdei. That he sold the land of the Yisaimim and he bought avodim with it. V'lo shavka Rameya. And Rameya did not let this transaction go through. And achvile b'chame. And Rameya had a dream where in the dream they told him, Anu l'horis ba'at l'ibnais, that we wanted to break apart the Yisaimim's Yerusha. Their father did not acquire these assets properly, and therefore we want to take away the assets from the Yerushim, and you're stopping our plan, and you shouldn't do this. Afilachi le'ashkach, Elamaisa Rameya did not listen to the dream, and Haman, he based himself on the memory that we have in Masechta Sanhedrin and in Masechta Torahs, Dibrich Elamis le'mayim le'miridin, that we don't give credence to dreams. And the Gemara continues with another story, Hanan Beitrei, the Igri Busatan, there were two people that the Satan was able to incite them every Erev Shabbos to fight with each other. The Chol Beishimshi have a Kaminsu Badadadi, and every single Erev Shabbos they would fight with each other. Ikra Rameya lohasam, and Rameya went over there, Ikvinu Tlasa Beishimshi ad Avlu Shalma, and he held them back from fighting with each other for three consecutive weeks, and ultimately he was able to reestablish peace between them, Shami Dikarba, and then he heard that the Sultan said, Vaida Afka Rameya lahu Gavri Mbeisei, the woe is it that Rameya took me out of this house, and Rameya was able to remove the Sultan from this home. The Gemara continues with another story, Ahu Apotropos Tav Vishuusi de Rabbi Shulman Levi, there was Apotropos in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shulman Levi, Tav Kamaz Ben Ara, he was sold the land of the Yusayman, Vizavin Turin, and he bought Sharim, and he bought oxen, and they didn't tell him anything. Sablak Rabbeisi, and that's because Rabbi Shulman Levi held the Rabbeisi, the Tanya, Ar Rabbeisi, Miyama, Likrisi, Lishti, Ishti, Ulshari, Yishari, and all my days, I never call my wife, or my ox, El Ishti Beisi, my wife, who is the most important thing to the household, I call her my home, Ulshari Sadei, and because my shore is the most important thing to my field, as if the field is not plowed, then the field will lie fallow and will not produce any fruits, therefore I call my shore my Sada, and that's why Rabbi Shulman Levi was not Meicha on the sale, and he allowed Apotropos to sell the fields and buy oxen. And Rashi says, L'ishti Beisi, Shekol Tzorchei Abayis al Yodin Nasim V'Ikha Abayis V'Chin Shor Ikrei Shel Sada. And the Gemara continues, Hanu Yasmi Dav Esmichi Gabi HaYisavta, there was a Yisayman that was being supported by this older woman, and she was acting as a self-appointed administrator. Havalei Torta, they had Shvarim, Shaklo V'Zivitin Nalau, and she went and sold these oxen, and L'Chayra, she bought the food, and she was able to be mefarnes them. So also Kraven L'Kamed Rav Nachman, so the Kraven of these Yisayman came in front of Nachman, Armulei, and they said to Rav Nachman, my event to the Zavda, who gave her the right to go and sell this. Rashi says, Mimina Apotropos, who appointed as Apotropos, she's self-appointed. Amaluhu, so Rav Nachman said to them, Yisayim Shesamko, it's a Baal Baistan. We learned on Mishnah, there's a possibility for there to be a self-appointed administrator, and she has a right to be an administrator, and she has all dinim of the Apotropos, and the relatives were still bought it, Vayaka, Lemaisa, the price of the Shvarim went up, and she could have made a better profit. And Rav Nachman responded, B'shus Lekech, Yaka, Eina Chinami, went up in value, but she already sold it, and it's a valid sale, and therefore Lekech gained that right. And the Kravim still said, V'loi Nikiti Dami, Lemaisa, she never received the cash for the sale, and even though they did Mashiach, they were kind of the Sharim, but Lemaisa, they didn't pay yet. And finally, based on this time, Amaluhu, so Rav Nachman said to them, Im Kain, if this is the case that they did not yet pay for it, Hayim Rav Chanoi Ba'idi Amishmol, Dom Rav Chanoi Ba'idi Amishmol, Nichsi Yisayim Hareyin Kagdish, that in the Chasim Yisayim, we gave it a din like Kagdish, V'loi Makni Ela Bekaspa, and the only way to be kind of completely is if the buyer actually paid for the item that they purchased, and even if they did Mashicha, if they did not yet pay cash, then the sale is not considered consummated, and therefore the Yoshim can be Chayza, and as Rashi says, Hareyin Kagdish, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'nasin HaKesev V'Kamloi, V'loi Shaykh B'Mashicha, and the Gemara continues with another story, Chamri Rabban Ukva Yasma, that the wine of Rabban Ukva, who was Yasim, Mashchu Ba'aba Abba, at the time that the administrator sold the wine of Rabban Ukva Yasma, the buyer did a Mashicha, and at the time that the buyer was Meshich to barrels of wine, they were each worth four zuz, the Yaika Vekam B'Shishishisa, but then prior to them actually paying the money and paying for these items, the price went up, and now it was six zuz per barrel. So also coming to Rab Nachman, once again, they came in front of Rab Nachman, Amaluhu, and he said to them, Hayin Rab Chanoli Ba'idi, Ba'omashmol, the Rab Chanoli Ba'idi, Amashmol, Nichsi Yisayim, Marein Kegdish, Ba'imikni El Bekaspo, and therefore the Kenyan only works if they gave Kesef, and since this buyer did not yet pay Kesef, so the administrator would have the right to invalidate the sale and back out on the sale. And the Gemara continues and will go through various scenarios where the Yisayim either did Mashicha by buying something, or they were selling something and only Mashicha was done and no cash traded hands, or in a case where there was cash that traded hands but Mashicha was not yet done. And the first case is Mashach Piri Miasmi, if Reuven is buying Piri's from the Yisayim and he didn't pay cash yet but he did Mashicha, Yaika, and then the price of the Piri's went up, and therefore they could back out of this transaction, and it's of course going to be a benefit for the Yisayim Zoil, if the Piri's value go down and now the buyer wants to back out, then the koyach of a hedid can't be stronger than hegdish, and therefore this buyer cannot back out. And it's pasha that even though the chacham said that the yisoyim should be like hegdish, and therefore kesef only works. However, Rashi says liyuf koyach asum hegdish. We only did this in order to strengthen the koyach like hegdish, v'loyla ros koyach, and not to make it worse for them. And therefore, if a person would be buying something from a regular person and he did mashicha, certainly he couldn't back out. And therefore, in this case, when he's buying from yisoyim, even though he didn't pay kesef, but since he did mashicha, so the buyer can't retract, can't back out from this transaction. We continue with the second scenario. I'm shichalu peri liasmi. If the apotropos is buying peris for the yisoyim and he did mashicha, but he did not yet pay cash, yaka, if the price of these peris go up and now the seller wants to back out and say to the yisoyim that you owe me more money, lo yikoyach hedit chom hegdish, then certainly the koyach of hedit can't be stronger than hegdish. And since a hedit would be able to be koyin with mashicha, so the yisoyim would definitely koyin with mashicha, and therefore the seller cannot back out. However, zol, let's say it went down in price and now the yisoyim want to back out and want to pay a cheaper price, so we thought by Idi, and therefore they would be able to be back out because they didn't pay money. However, this could have a downside to the yisoyim, as potentially there could be cases where the yisoyim require to get payers and they don't have money and they want to buy in credit, and no one would want to extend credit to them because they know they only have downside, as if the price goes down, the yisoyim will back out in any case, and therefore they'll only sell to the yisoyim based on cash on delivery, and therefore, of course, based on a takana for the yisoyim, we said that even though the price of these peiros went down, the apotropos cannot back out. And the Gemara continues with the third case, Yavi Yaspi Zuzi Aperi. If in this case the yisoyim went and paid cash for this peiros, and he didn't take the peiros with Mashiach yet, and he didn't take the peiros yet into the Rishus, so let's say the price of the peiros go down, lo yikayachedit chom menegdish. In this case, even though the administrator already paid cash, but since he didn't take the peiros and he didn't do Mashiach, therefore, if it would be a case where he was buying something as a hedit, so he'd be able to back out, so over here also, we allow the administrator to back out as it's beneficial to the assignment because they're going to get a better price. However, Yaka, if the price went up, and at this point, the Meichel wants to back out because he could get a better price, so we thought to say that the din should be that the Meichel cannot back out because the Meisa, the administrator, already made a kinyan because he already paid Kesef, and Kesef is a kinyan, but the Gei Hegdish and the Gei Yisayimim, Amru Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi, once again, Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi said, Harahi Lididu, Meisa, this will not be the best outcome for the Yisayimim, and we continue on Daphne Beis and Beis, the Asla Meimelu, Nisavuchitcham Valiyah, and since they didn't yet get the Paris, and the Paris is still by the Meicha, so if the Meicha wants to back out, instead of saying, I just want to back out and give them back the money, he could say that since you already acquired it, you should know that your Paris already burned down, and therefore you already lost your Paris, and even though they were my Rishus, since you were Koine with Kesef, so you took the full loss, and I don't have any responsibility for those Paris, and since it could come out a major loss for the Yisayimim, so we said we'd rather that the Meicha backs out instead of getting into issues where potentially the Meicha could in any case back out, and that will cause a major loss to the Yisayimim. And in the top Rashi and Daphne and Beis and Beis, Rashi is bothered that how could the Meicha taina nisfuchitechem baliyah that your chitim burned up in my attic, and since you already paid Kesef, therefore you have to take the entire loss. If l'chayr, we should say, as we said before, that b'negei Yisayimim, we always look at what's better for the Yisayimim, and we should say, lo yekayachedit chomim hegdish, and just like if the Yisayimim would be a hedit, then since they didn't do Mashicha, they would not have to go and take the loss based on there being a fire. L'chayr, in this case, we should say that the Meicha should not be able to be back out of the sale, and he should also not be able to taina nisvuchitechem baliyah. And Rashi answers as follows, la b'milsi, the kim l'in chazar, la b'shus meichu, l'in d'leka nami la b'shus ikaymai. And basically, Rashi is saying that those two dinim have to go hand in hand. If the Meicha will not have the right to back out, then the Meicha could always taina nisvuchitechem baliyah, as l'maisa would be a tati de sasri. And as Rashi says, the hide the gabi hedjim mekmina la b'shus meichu, l'in d'leka, hainu taim bahiyana, the kaim b'shus l'chazar, ayin and Rashi. And finally, the Gemara brings down a fourth case, Yavilu Zuzu Liasme Aperi. If let's say Reuven is trying to buy pears for the Yisayimim and he pays him cash, but he did not yet do Mashicha, and he yanked him, and now the price of the pears go up and the Yisayimim want to back out, then the Yisayimim could back out as an administrator, as a Taino, that I shouldn't be less than a Hedit. And since a Hedit could back out because the Mashicha wasn't done, so the administrator should be able to back out of the sale as well and sell these pears at a higher price, Zoyal. But let's say the price of these pears went down and now the buyer wants to back out, so now, we thought to say that this would have the same thing, and the buyer should not be able to back out because the buyer was able to buy with cash, as in order to buy something from Yisayimim, you have to buy with cash. However, once again, Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi said, over here it's different, this would actually have a downside to Yisayimim, as there may be a time where Yisayimim need money in order to support themselves, and Yavlu Peri, no one will want to prepay the assignment, as Lamaisa, they will only have downside because of the cost of the goods will go up, and the assignment will back out, and if the cost of the goods go down, they will not be able to back out, and this will cause cash flow problems for the assignment. And let us see, the only Taisis on Daftun Bezom and Aleph, where Taisis asks, that how can we say that if the assignment paid money, and then the Peris dropped in price, that the assignment could back out, if we know that the assignment only have the Koyach of Hegdish, and we know B'negeya Hegdish, that there is a Din of Mishapara, just like B'negeya Hedit, and therefore the Koyach over here, there should be a Din of Mishapara on the assignment as well, and they shouldn't be able to back out. And Taisis makes a chiluk B'esh Lema, the Hasim Kanim B'kesem Midraisa, since by Hegdish they were Kanim Midraisa, so therefore, Mishum Shalaye Koyach Hedit Chom B'koyach Hegdish Nami Leka, Kiyunim Hedit Nami Koyim Mishapara. Over there we know there's a Din that if a Hedit makes a Kinyan, then there's a Din of Mishapara, so also B'negeya Hegdish, once there's a Kinyan Midraisa, so we have the Din of Mishapara. However, Taisis explains, Avil Yasmi Menatera Dinim Kehedit, since Midraisa, really the only way for a Kinyan to work is only Mashicha and not Kesef, but like Kono B'Kesef, like Kaimah, if you'll be Mishapara, therefore on a Duraisa Dikal level, there is no problem with Mishapara in our scenario. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi states, Anor Rav Kahana, myself and Rav Kahana, Chasmin Ashtar, the Imi, the Iris Yasma, we signed on a star that the mother of the Iri, the Yisayimim, actually wrote, and that was the Mazmini Ara Lekago B'Leach Rasta, and she was selling a piece of land in order to raise money to pay a head tax that was due to the government and to the king, and she did this without going through the process of publicizing this sale, and that is generally the best way and the best practice to go get the best price from the marketplace. And as Rashi says, Achrasta, Shemachrizim, Shleishim Yoyim, Kaka Pleni, Yoytzi Li Machir Bezin, that you announce and you publicize that in 30 days we're going to have a public sale and that people could come and bid on it, and this way you'll get the best price in the market. And Rashi explains that this head tax that we're referring to was a head tax on the Yisayimim, the Zovna B'lei Achrasta, M'prei Shagabe HaMelech Nochutz, and the reason why she did this so quickly is because she was receiving pressure from the officers of the king, and Ayin and Taisis, who explains that this head tax was not on the Yisayimim, but was actually on the mother and on her daughters. And the reason why we allow this is the Amri Nadoi, because Nadoi stated, L'kagel M'zayin L'kvura, that for a head tax, or to pay for the M'zayinus of the Yisayimim, or for the wife, or for the daughters, or to pay for a burial for anyone that the Yisayimim has a responsibility to bury, then is Masbeninim B'lei Achrasta, that you could sell your land even without publicizing it for 30 days, and you could sell it immediately, and even if you're not getting the best price. And Taisin Diba Masal L'kvura states, Hapshita De'in Maptina L'kvur Sameis Adem Mishal M'yoy Me'achrazo, certainly you wouldn't have to wait for 30 days in order to bury a mace, because that's not covered a mace. El HaKam Ashbalan, the Chiddush of the Brice is, Dim Lovu L'tzer Kvura, that if you borrowed money for the Kvura, and really you don't have to pay the person back immediately, still Mechun B'lei Achrazo, you want to be able to sell the field right away without going through the process and without going through the publication period, Uparion, because you want to pay immediately, and this way people will know that a Yosem is a good bet, and if we go and give them money, we'll be paid back immediately, and we won't have to wait for our money. And the Gemara continues, Amram Tzava, Apotropati Asmihava, there was a person, Amram, who was a dyer, who was the Apotropos of Yisayimim, also Kraven L'Kamed Rav Nachman, and once again, the Kraven of these Yisayimim came to Rav Nachman, Armulei, and he said to Rav Nachman, Kalovishu Mixi Miyasmi, that this administrator is actually wearing clothing that he's buying from the Nechosim of the Yisayimim, and he's dressing very fancy, Amalu, and he said to them, Kihech L'shtaman Mili, that he's allowed to do so. And as Rashi says, V'tzerech Yisayimim, this is actually a tzerech for the Yisayimim, Shein Nirik Adam Choshev, that he should appear like Adam Choshev, and people should want to do business with him and want to transact with him. And the Kravim continued and said, Ka'ach v'shasi mididu v'loi omid, that Lamaisi is eating and drinking from their money, and we know that he's not wealthy and he must be taking it from their money and he's misappropriating their funds. And some aren't clear to the word mididu, as in this way they were actually tinying that he's eating and drinking and they weren't sure where he's getting the money, and they said it seems that he's taking the money from them, as we know that he's not wealthy. And Rav Nachman answered, Im mitziah ashkach, that it's possible that he found a mitziah, or there is some other way that this administrator had money, and we try to protect the administrator, and we don't have claims against the administrator unless you bring actual proof. And certainly it seems clear that if they would find out that they're actually eating and drinking from the nechosim of the Yisayimim, that would be considered a misappropriation of funds. And Rashi explains, V'loy Amid means that he's not an usher. Rashi says, Ein usher lasis yitzias halalu mishaloyim mishal Yisayimim hu oisa, and therefore it must be that he's taking the money from the Yisayimim. V'stam usher, oim no yisayim b'nei adam zeh kocha v'zeh kocha, that stam usher, people estimate and evaluate how much money he has. However, people don't estimate and evaluate how much money he has. Inami, the loss of Amid is the loy Amid l'bnei Adam she ishra roy litzis halalu, that people don't estimate that this administrator has enough money of his own that he'll be able to live on this high lifestyle. And finally, the Kravim said to Rav Nachman, v'akam mafsid lemais, he's making the nechassim go down in value. As Rashi says, nichse yisayim she'inu mefanis hakakoyis kuroylem v'koytzi lonis, he's not taking care of the kakoyis properly, and he's cutting down trees and he's dissipating the assets of the Yosim, and this was not a Pshia, but Lemaisa, he wasn't doing a good job. And finally, Amalahu, so Rav Nachman said to them, Aisli Sadi de Mafsid Vasilklinu, if you bring me Edim that are doing so, then I will remove him as a trustee and as an administrator. Dom Rav Huna, Chavrin Mishmed Rav, because Rav Huna, our friend, said the name of Rav, Apotropos de Mafsid Misalkin Le, that if an administrator is not doing a good job and he's causing a loss to the property that he's supposed to be watching, then we'll be able to remove him. The Itma, as we learned, Apotropos de Mafsid Rav Huna, Rav Misalkin Le, the Bey Rav Shila Amri, and the Shira Rav Shila they taught, Le Misalkin Le, that we will not remove him as long as it's not being done by Pshia, the Hilchasim Misalkin Le, and the Halacha is that we would remove him. And the Mefarshim explained that once we remove such an apotropos, and since he wasn't doing a very good job, therefore, even if generally we would not make him swear, in this case, we would require him to make a shvua that he did not take anything that did not belong to him, that belonged to Yisayimim. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the machlekes between the Tanakam and Abishol that we had in the Mishnah, where the Tanakam say that apotropos sheminoa v'yisayimim yishava, mino bezin lo yishava, and Abishol oimer chiluf hadvarim. And the Gemara begins, apotropos sheminoa v'yisayimim yishava, my time, and why is it? Because he loved Islay Anomi, ne leav le apotropos. If not for the fact that it was a pre-existing relationship between this trustee and the father, then there was no question that the father would not have made him his apotropos, and therefore it must be that this trustee and administrator received benefit from his father, and because they require him to make a shvua at the end of the result, when he's leaving as being the trustee or administrator, that will not cause him to not be the apotropos, and will not cause him to not take on the job. However, the Tanakama continue, Mino Bezin, if Bezin appointed this administrator, lo yishava, at the end result, when the administrator is leaving this position, and the Yisayimim become Gedolim, he would not have to swear to the Yisayimim. And the Gemara explains, he's doing the favor to Bezdin, they took on this job, and he's not even getting paid. And if you're going to go and tell a volunteer that at the end result you're going to have to make a shvua and we're not going to trust you, then he's going to hold back and he's not going to want to volunteer. And the Mishnah continue, Abishol said exactly the opposite, my timer. And why is that? Because we know Bezdin Yishava, when Bezdin appoints him as the administrator, he has to make a shvua, because there is a major hana that this person is getting, as the because we know that this person has a major hana by the fact that people will say that he's a trustworthy person, because we see that even Bezdin trusted him and let him be administrator over the state of the Yisayimim. And of course, that benefit will trickle down to all of his other assets and all of his other business dealings, and will be a major benefit to this apotropos. And therefore, Mishum Shvul, Aslam Newman now, certainly an apotropos will still take on his position and volunteer, even if ultimately he's required to make a shvua. However, Abishol held, if the father Yisayimim appoint this person, lo yishava, then the administrator will not have to make a shvua, because Mils Ba'almahu Davde Ladadi, that although as Rashi says, there must have been a pre-existing relationship, and as Rashi says, however, there wasn't necessarily a monetary benefit between them, and if we require such an administrator to make a shvua, then he won't want to volunteer to be an administrator. And the Gemara states, Rav Chanan Ba'ami said in the name of Shmuel, Hilchasik Abishol, the Halacha follows Abishol, that the only time that we require a shvua is when Bezin was memanim as an apotropos. However, if David Yisayim was memanim, then we would not require a shvua. And Tani, we learned to the Baiser, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Emer, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov argues on the Tanakama as well as Abishol in our Mishnah, and he says, Zevizei Yishava, that it doesn't make a difference if the father or Bezin appointed him as an administrator, he would always have to make a shvua. The Baiser states, Valacha Gedverv, and the Halacha follows Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and Ayin Taisis, who says that even though generally we have a klal that Mishnah Sishu Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki, and we generally pass like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and this Brisa, the Brisa actually states Halacha Kedvarv. However, over here we follow Abishol because Lemaisa Shmuel, who's a Basra, passing like Abishol. And there's a famous Shaila, if when we say that Mishnah Sishu Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki, that is only a klal in a Mishnah, but if Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says a din in a Brisa, we don't necessarily have this klal. And it's brought that the Lashon Kav is a gematria of 102, and there's 102 places where we pass like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. However, from Taisus it's mashma that we always pass like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and even in Brisa, as Taisus brings down this idea of Halach Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, even by the Gei Brisa. And the Taisus Rida, the Baal Amid, says it's even clearer, as he says, Halach Kedvarav, Afagav the Kaim Alon, Mishas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavinoki, Vilchas Kamaisa, Bechol Makim, Hanami Lehich Le Paske Amroi Hilchasa, Avahacha Kivin the Pasuk Shmuel, Halach Rav Shmuel, Kishmuel Avdinan, Afagav the Tanya of Halach Kedvarav, and even though in the Brisa it says, Halach follows Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but a Kaim Alon, Ein Lemaidim Halach Mipim Mishnah, and Vapsak Amroi Samchinan, and with same kind of Psak of Shmuel. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rav Techlifa by Marov, Kamed Ravo, Apotropos Sheminoa, Vyusayim, Yishavim, Pleshu Naisisacha, that if Apotropos is appointed by the father of Yisayim, then he does have to make a Shvua because he's paid for his services. And the Gemara says, Amalei, so Ravo said to Rav Techlifa by Marov, that Isis Kaba Vekailisle? Are you telling me that an administrator gets paid and you're going to go and take a container, which is a large vessel that holds a kav, and you'll measure out amount of money for the administrator? An administrator doesn't get paid for his services, and it's only a volunteer position. The reason why he has to make a shua is because he was appointed by the father Yisayimim. It must be that they had a previous relationship and he had some sort of value from the father, and therefore it's as if he received value, and that's why he has to make a shua, as we explained beforehand from the Tanakama. And just to point out, in Taisis and Diba Mask Halacha Kabishal, he brings down from Rabbeinu Chaim, that the only shvua that the trustee will have to make is that he didn't retain any of the money for himself, but we would not require an administrator to make a shvua that he was not pesheya, that filu vade pasha pata, because even if he was vade pesheya in the nechasim and the assets of the yisayimim, he would still be pata, ayin in taisis, and we will stop over here.